or do it online at luradio.ca. Donate there. So keep an eye out or an ear out for Fun to Drive. It's going from Friday, March 6th to Saturday, March 14th. Fun to Drive.
CILU is sponsored in part by the Students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. The Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
Hello, annyeong, ni hao, konnichiwa. You're listening to Asian Pop Stop on CILU Radio 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Cynthere, and I'll be taking you to the other side of the world to hear great music from all across Asia. Today, our first artist is a Korean pop boy band that goes by the name of Monsta X. They are making a lot of waves these days in the even in the Western mainstream music scene. They have plans to play at Wembley, and they recently had a collaboration with Steve Aoki for their song Play It Cool, which they also recently released an English version of. In a press release, Aoki said of Monsta X that they are one of those powerhouse groups that sets the bar very high. Their voices stay with you long after the song is over. And on this track, they sang so profoundly that all we had to do was focus on the story we were telling. And I really like this song. It's just a really nice, fun, light pop number. With some, you know, really nice EDM sort of arrangement in the chorus there. It has an excellent music video that goes along with it. Make sure to check it out. As usual, I will put a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/AsianPopStop, where you can see playlists of all the music that we play on the show. So you can listen to it on Apple Music, Spotify, or YouTube whenever they are available. Without any further ado, let's give it a listen. This is Monsta X and Steve Aoki with Play It Cool.
Hold tight for me. Don't get comfy. My type, I see. And I know that you know me. I move my feet. She follow me. Into the streets. There's a bite the hotel. This is gonna be the clientele. Cause we look like the cartel. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm addicted to right now. And I want it to stay round. Tell your powers to calm down. Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's something about you.
Baby, I like the way that you can move it around the place. And when you're dancing in my face, oh, I just play it cool. Me, don't stop.
Got me feeling a whole lot. Tell your powers to calm down. Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's something about you.
Baby, I like the way that you can move it around the place. And when you're dancing in my face, oh, I just play it cool. Baby, I like the way that you can move it around the place. And when you're dancing in my face, oh, I just play it cool.
my face, so I just play it cool. Baby, I like the way that you can move it.
That was Monsta X with Play It Cool featuring Steve Aoki here on Asian Pop Stop, CILU Radio 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Synthair. That was pretty great, eh? If you listen to this show a lot and you don't speak Korean, Japanese, or Chinese, you know, it's probably a little bit refreshing once in a while to hear something in a language that you can understand. Don't get me wrong, I love the foreign language music, but... you know, it's definitely more accessible when it's in a language you understand. I can definitely understand that. Fun fact, that song reached the 20th spot on the U.S. dance music chart, which is certainly a remarkable feat for a foreign language act, even if they are performing in English. Very proud to see them doing so well. They are one of the Korean pop groups that are heavily influenced by hip-hop. Not so much in that song, but they have a lot of other songs that are like really hardcore hip-hop, and that's something that I personally love a lot, and you know, has fluctuated in and out of the mainstream in Asian music a lot over the years. In certain ways, especially the underground hip-hop scene is bigger than ever now in Asia. However, when it comes to hip hop in the like mainstream and the pop scene, it's you know, it's fluctuated a lot. And hip hop sound in the pop music from Asia was one of the was pretty much one of the things that got me interested in the first place. You know, really caught my ear, and so you know, I really like that they are still doing that, and I hope that you know, we'll see a bit of a resurgence of that as well. All right. Our next song is by the Korean group called Stray Kids. And just sort of heads up that while this is not, you know, particularly surprising for this show, I'm only playing Korean artists today because, you know, it's just, it's a lot of work to find all the new music from different countries, and I've had a lot to do lately. I've managed to update myself on all the new Korean music and stuff, but I haven't had the time to really, you know, update myself on the other countries like music from Japan and China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, etc. But don't worry, I promise you that we'll have plenty of music from those countries in the future, and some shows that are dedicated to even just to 100% music from those countries. Our next artist, anyway, is a Korean boy band, pop boy band called Stray Kids. And this actually goes along well with Monsta X because they are also extremely hip-hop influenced in a lot of their music. And in my opinion, they might be, well, they're certainly one of, if not the, in my opinion, the most talented Korean hip-hop boy band that there is right now. You know, like, you know, Monsta X is really solid as well, but you know, we're getting pretty subjective here. Like, both groups are really special for sure, but Stray Kids here, we're gonna hear two tracks off their album Miro. It's actually partly in, I want to say, French, one Miro, maybe, I'm not sure, but this is a very unique album. Highly recommended to listen to the whole thing. It's fantastic. This, in my opinion, this might be the best release in the K-pop scene of this year, or at least so far. And what we're going to hear, the first two tracks of the album, first one is an intro, simply titled Entrance, and that we followed up by the title track, which is called Miro. And Miro has a very interesting, very unique music video. that's surprisingly cinematic and has some amazing choreography and visual effects. It's a real feast for the eyes. Like, you know, even if you're not a big fan of the song, I recommend checking it out because the video is a lot of fun. You know, it's set sort of in a sort of... It's kind of set in a fictional world where there is a government that is, you know, sort of like oppressing the people or something like this. There's actually a storyline to it, and it connects to one of their previous music videos as well. You know, you probably, if you haven't seen the previous one, you might not, new one might not make that much sense, but there is a storyline there. So make sure to check that out. Anyway, let's listen. This is Stray Kids with Entrance and Miro.
Straight kids!
That was Stray Kids with Miro. And before that, we heard Entrance, also by Stray Kids, here on Asian Pop Stop, CILU Radio 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Synth Air. Wow, what energy! I love the use of the sort of big cat. I'm not sure if it's a lion. Probably a lion. Anyway, they show a tiger in the video, but yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I really like the use of that sound, and you know, combined with the extremely dynamic choreography in the music video, it's just you know, what an energetic bop that is, for sure. You know, songs that good, songs that are that good to me, like in the dance genre, don't come around that often. I mean, there's a lot of good music that does come around, but that's something well above the average, in my opinion. Our next group is also, well, since, well, we already talked about this, they're from Korea, yes, but they are called Crayon Pop. They are a four-member girl group, and they... Did I mention the name? They're called Crayon Pop. And they were formed under Chrome Entertainment in Korea in 2012. They've been on hiatus, unfortunately, since 2017. They're really different. They do a lot of music that's sort of dance pop and new disco. Also a lot of music that's heavily influenced by Korean trot music, which is a style of Korean pop music that was especially popular up until the late 90s, I would say, mostly. And it's a uniquely Korean genre of music with a pretty distinct rhythm and scale of notes that's used. Like, it's you know, once you know what it sounds like, it's pretty easy to identify it. And they exploded in popularity with their song Bar Bar Bar, which was released in June of 2013. They came from a very small company and were a very obscure artist up until that point. Their Bar 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 more or less went viral due to its catchy lyrics and pretty hilarious music video. And you know, they're really, there's a lot of humor in their songs and videos, a lot of humor and quirkiness, and it's just, it's really great. I'm not even sure who I could compare them to, because they're pretty unique, and I'm a huge fan of them. I do hope that they come back. The record label has been clear over and over that the group has not disbanded, but is simply on hiatus, and so hopefully that is true. One of the members I know has dropped out, though. It used to be a five-member group, but one of them dropped out because of an anxiety disorder, I believe, which I do think that she recovered from. And however, after that, she got married and had a child, and so she's, you know, I guess busy with family stuff and all that. But, you know, hopefully we'll hear from them again in the not-too-distant future. What we'll hear now are two songs from Crayon Pop. They're Dancing Queen 2.0 and Do Doom Chit. Yeah, that's the one. Do Doom Chit. That's a C-H-I-T, by the way. And these are... Neither of these are really their most famous songs, but they're a couple of my favorites. And I think their, you know, fun quirkiness really comes through these songs quite well. So without further ado, let's give it a listen. This is Crayon Pop with Dancing Queen 2.0 and Doo Doom Chit off of their album Evolution Pop Volume 1. Dance, dance, 춤을 춰요, 그대. Just heard Doodoomchit by Crayon Pop, and before that, we heard Dancing Queen 2.0, also by Crayon Pop, here on Asian Pop Stop CILU Radio 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Synth Air. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/AsianPopStop, where you can see playlists of all the songs that I play on the show, so you can listen to them on your favorite streaming services, and see the music videos as well. Or at least whenever they're available, of course. Wow, both of those songs were chock full of energy. Who needs caffeine, am I right? Our next artist is a band that goes by the name of Kard, K-A-R-D. Unlike most Korean groups, this one consists of both male and female members. This is something that has been tried many times before and failed. Kard might be the first truly successful co-ed group, and so their group consists of four members, two male, two female, and they are probably best known for their sort of tropical sound of their music. They had a hiatus that I want to say was almost a year in length, but recently came back with a new song called Bomb Bomb, which is still sounds like them, but was a bit of a refreshing departure from their usual sound. However, what we're going to hear are two of their most popular, well, the first one is very popular. The second one is more of a personal favorite of mine that isn't like a title track. But it certainly gives you an idea of what Kard sounds like. So the first one is called Don't Recall, and this was a title track that got a music video and everything. I love this song to pieces, especially the synthesizer work in the chorus. The second one is a B-side track called Push and Pull, which is a little bit different from what they'd normally do, but it's just a pretty different song in general. And, you know, I really like it, and I think you will too. You know, they only have good music, really. So let's give it a listen. This is Card, that's K-A-R-D, with Don't Recall, and then we will hear Card with Push and Pull here on Asian Pop Stop, CILU Radio, 102.7 FM. Let's give that a listen.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions. Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting, site creation, and more. The Study Coffee House. The City is a fully licensed, intimate live venue and the place to get your caffeine fix while on the Lakehead University campus.
Never like a foxy 지조르지 기진의 위치는 미지의 좌표가 신비로움 잡힐 듯 잡히지 않아 대감기듯 굴려 쳐박히듯 이 발칙함에 암 나가운 내게부터 봐도 가까이 그 느낌 마치 삐끼삐끼 빌미 사물분인에게 이미 빠졌어 심리 심미심미 너를 알고 싶은 심리 모두 연결고리 공감을 이끌어내 시끄러운 공간을 벗어나 뜨거운 대화인 push and pull
That was Push and Pull by Card, and before that we heard Don't Recall, also by Card, here on Asian Pop Stop CILU Radio 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Synthair. And our next and almost final artist for the show, not quite though, is the Korean girl group CLC. CLC is an acronym for Crystal Clear. And they debuted in 2015. The group consists of seven members, and they are probably one of my favorite Korean pop groups of all time. In my opinion, their 2017 release, Cry Style, was, well, I consider it to be possibly the best album to come out of Korea in the whole of 2017, and it's not something that I would say lightly. That's for sure. And they didn't really get much attention, though, in general. You know, they've never been extremely popular, even though their debut, I remember, was hyped a fair bit. You know, I guess it didn't really carry on through their releases for that long, which... well, actually, you know, I wasn't really a fan of CLC when they debuted. Their music has changed a lot over time, and it wasn't until their 2017 release of Cry Style that I became a fan, because before that, it's not that they, you know, weren't proficient, like, singers, rappers, dancers, etc., so much that I didn't care for the music that much, and I didn't see it as, like, something terribly special. But, you know, they kind of switch things up, and, you know, I have much bigger appreciation for the stuff they do, and they do, especially ever since Cry Style. I mean, I did manage to find some music before Cry Style that was definitely some pretty darn good stuff, but I feel like that they've only been going up since Cry Style. And they recently released a new album with the title track called Simply No. And I think that they've finally really broken into the mainstream in Korea. This song actually is, I believe it's composed by Soyeon of the K-pop group G-IDLE, who I played on this show many times. She's a super talented songwriter. And we're actually going to hear two songs from this album, though. First, the title track called No, and then the second track called Show. And I just realized those rhyme. That's kind of neat. I think that you are going to like both of these tracks. They're really cool. I'll just put it that way and let the tracks do the talking. Let's give it a listen. This is CLC with No and Show.
Red lip. Now, earrings, now, high heel, now, handbag, now, red lip, now, earrings, now, high heel, now, handbag, good.
Was CLC with Show, and before that we heard No, also by CLC, here on Asian Pop Stop CILU Radio 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Synth Air. I love those songs. And, you know, I mean, it probably just sounds like I love everything in these music scenes or something, but the only reason it sounds like that is because I only play stuff on here that I think is good and that I at least like, you know? I mean, there's certainly artists and music from all countries and all genres that I don't really care for, but I mean, generally you're not going to hear me play them on the show because, you know, what would be the point of that? You know? I mean, I might play something just because it's, maybe if it's like really unique, even if it's not exactly my cup of tea, but you know, otherwise I'm only gonna play the stuff I like. But this is still out of the stuff I like. CLC is somewhere around the somewhere pretty close to the top of that list. So and Soyeon from G Idol, she is just such a great songwriter. I love the work that she did on that first song, No. Show was the second song that was written by somebody else, but No, the first one, that was Soyeon, and you know, I just can't believe that at her age that she's able to make music like this. You know, that's somebody who's had experience writing and producing music. Definitely inspires me to go back to doing that, that's for sure. Our next and final artist for today is a Korean girl group that goes, or should I say went, by the name After School. They actually technically haven't disbanded, even though, well, we'll see if they actually end up coming back or not. They actually debuted way back in 2009, and they are responsible for some of the best-selling Korean pop songs of all time. Even though internationally, outside of Korea, they certainly aren't one of the most famous Korean artists. Which is too bad, because they're actually pretty incredibly talented. They've done a lot of different music videos where they would learn something new just for that song. So they had like one song, for example, where they did tap dancing, and another one where they learned to play the drums, and they were actually really good at it. And so they were constantly learning new skills and stuff, you know, so that they could bring something new every time that they would come around with new music. And, you know, I've never really seen anything quite like that. It's pretty amazing, actually. So what we'll hear, though, are two songs that are favorites of mine that are actually, I believe, from their activities over in Japan. First one is a song called SHH, and this song has a really great, really unique sound to it that's sort of an urban, almost minimalistic kind of pop kind of R&B type of sound. It's hard for me to really pin this one down because the sound is really, it's really unique. And I know that's a word that it probably sounds like I'm throwing around a lot, but, you know, I hope you can trust that I am only using it where I feel like it is really warranted. And the song after that is called Rambling Girls. This is also from the Japanese activities, and this is a very fun, hyped up sort of dance number, and something very much in the style of the Japanese superstar. Wow. What is her name? She's like the most famous Japanese pop singer of all time. Namie Amuro. Yes, who's I played on the show probably multiple times now. This song sounds a lot like her style, and they pull it off really, really well. So without further ado, let's give it a listen. This is Shh and Rambling Girls by After School.
Thank you.
That was After School with Rambling Girls. And before that, we heard SHH also by After School here on Asian Pop Snob CILU Radio 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Synthair. That was our last artist for today. I really do hope that you enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to head on over to facebook.com/AsianPopStop and leave a like on our official Facebook page. There, I am also very open to taking any kind of feedback that you have, positive or negative, and any requests for songs, musical styles, or even, music that comes from a certain country or anything like that. Do not hesitate to get in touch with me if you have any feedback or ideas. I would really appreciate that. Otherwise, you know, have a great day. This is Synthair signing off.
What? You are tuned to CILU 102.7 FM. Here's what's up in Thunder Bay for Thursday, March the 5th. Head to Cambrian Players Studio on 818 Spring Street for 4 weddings and an Elvis. It's all ages, $20 to $25, and it starts at 7:30. Branch 5 Legion, all-star karaoke. It's all ages, no cover, and it goes from 8 until 11. Whalen Bar and Grill has open jam Thursday nights, 19+, no cover, starts at 8. iTai presents open mic comedy and karaoke Thursdays. It's 19 plus. There's no cover. Sign up at 8:30, comedy at 9, karaoke to follow. And Foundry has open stage with Craig Smith and Tina Flank. It's 19 plus. There's no cover. And that will start at 10.
For more details and a complete listing of what's happening in our city, go to tvshows.com. Thank you for listening and stay tuned to CILU 102.7 FM.
CILU now presents The Mix Sessions.
It's time. Four, two, three, two, one. This is how we do it.
You're listening to The Mix Sessions with Sean Savage.
Welcome along, I'm Sean Savage. You're listening to The Mix Sessions, the radio show that lets you discover electronic music from around the world. In this edition of The Mix Sessions, I'll have music from White Poppy, Hungry T, Bernice, Diana, and much more. I'll have Nick's remix, The One to Watch, and my classic cut. Let's get things started. This is Vancouver producer D. Tiffany.